Greetings and welcome to Shapeless Mass Cast number 55, 2009, and Feeling Fine. EBA mix featuring the music of Dan Warren. Rock that shit EBA from www.shapelessmass.com. Fuck it up, bitches.
With every single thing you do, the universe is split in two. With every single choice you make, you leave behind you in your wake. A set of places you can't see, expanding exponentially. And all of them have different views, with different things they get to choose. And in the space between some two consecutive quanta of time, there must be a universe where everything is working out fine. Somewhere, everything is working out fine.
You know the pain of lost love? I have had my moments.
A universe is born and dies every time you blink your eyes. And other people's other lives turn on and off like fireflies. And you were there, but not quite. Things that you did wrong, they did right. And some of your old friends who died are back alive.
Suppose I am a robot, and suppose I am in a position of supervision. Suppose there are a very few, who have a similar role to myself, and suppose we rarely meet.
There are some where you were born, on this spot, this very morn. And there are some where you just died, some by accident, and some by suicide. And there are some.
Driving forces the need to care for human beings. And suppose there are no true human beings, and because all are part of an overall planetary being. Suppose that it fulfills us to care for human beings, and no.
She says, wake up, it's no use pretending. I'll keep stealing, breathing her. Birds are leaving over autumn's ending. One of us will die inside these arms. Eyes wide open, naked as we She says, if I leave before you, darling, don't you waste me in the ground. I lay smiling like our sleeping children.
Your station for incomplete reports. News Radio.
You are a journalist.
Stop. I'm not a journalist. The raving lunatic of late night airwaves, that I will accept. I do that.
Okay, that you do. But you are a journalist.
I'm not.
You will agree with me. I don't even know if you know this, but you are a journalist.
Yes, I know.
I know we've quibbled about this back and forth before, but you are the size of a sperm whale.
Of course.
I know you. You let the people express their opinion without interruption. Excuse me.
Sure.
You called me. I said that I demand complete obeisance.
Then you'll have to kick my butt.
Mm-hmm.
Unlikely, I think.
I don't even know if you know this. But you are asexual.
Asexual?
Right.
I don't think so.
Everyone would agree.
Unlikely, I think. I mean, you look at this, and this is one of two things. No plug in the wall, no batteries.
Oh, I hope not.
Hello, we're not home. We will call you back. Leave your name and
hold my calls and keep holding them. Tell me there's no news. 'Cause the words that phone delivers, they are nothing I can use.
Hello.
The wild world shows, roll up the doors, and out I am and will be. Floating, I recover wide. The stars assembled me. Now I've gone outside. Range far and wide. Made me decide to never go home again. And jump like it's nothing, because it's nothing. Involve me in some minor sin, give me my blood rush. passion. Hold my calls, tape them to walls and telephones that I have learned to fly. Because a handle fallen is a greater calling than a full house of vicarious delights. And I've gone outside. Far and wide made me decide to never go home again.
Exactly how you feel. But please believe me, no one's going to hurt you. Everything's going to be all right, I promise you. Nothing to be afraid of. Now, Gloria, I'm going to tell you everything that's going to take place, so there's no need to be frightened. First, you must try to relax. Please? You're trembling.
so much more reliant than mine. My Uncle Tim is now in prison after 7 years of being unemployed. That would never happen to a robot. They can only break and be repaired or be destroyed. They don't pass out on the sofa.
You're listening to EBA Mixing Up Dan Warren. You can hear more from Dan Warren at www.danwarren.net. Now back to more of that badass shit, motherfucker.
People don't think. No one uses their own mind. Do you think we landed on the moon? You know what the real story is? Well, we've been blowing so much money trying to get to the moon that people were criticizing that when that camera was shown, it wasn't shown on the moon. It was shown on the desert out in the water, thinking that land. We've been literally brainwashed from childhood in believing in reading and writing and arithmetic. And we've been told over and over that moon was reading and writing and arithmetic, and you've been programmed. Your mind has been lost. At the age of 2 years old, a computer was replaced in your brain. Your brain was shoved into the back, and a computer came into the foreground, and you were told all the things that you had to do in life. See, you don't think so.
Got me higher than a car.
A real drug. A drug that can really turn you on.
I'm sitting here on this floor because they repossessed my chair. And I'm letting the record I can't even afford.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the happiest man you've ever heard in your life. This record and a fear sitting on your couch. I wish I could read through this record, through this tape recorder. I wish I could lay my hand upon your head. If you're gonna be brainwashed, why not be brainwashed the right way?
I thought of something clever to say, but when I opened my mouth, all of the words went away, and something stupid came out. Seemed good in planning, but it sucked in execution. It just caused misunderstandings, which then led to more confusion. Is it possible to suddenly just become retarded? If it isn't, I suppose senility has finally started, and if so, it's just a matter of time. Till it's all gone and I find myself standing outside disoriented, and I'm pointlessly peering at the people promenading by, hoping that I set my eyes on someone that I recognize. And finally I'm shouting at passersby who stop and stare. Who are all these people and why am I in my underwear? Who are all these people and why am I in my underwear? Who are all these people? And I wonder, oh, I wonder if I'll notice when it happens, or if it will be so slow that we will all just keep adjusting. Friends and family will notice that my mind just keeps decaying, and I don't know what I'm saying. I'm completely out of touch with any image I'm conveying, until finally I'm toasting my 20th anniversary. Who's this lovely woman? Why is she smiling up at me? Who are all these people? They remind me of my family. Who are all these people and what was I saying? I've forgotten.
This conclude, that is all. I consider myself a superhero. I'm not crazy, I'm your idol. I've got money, I can kill you. I don't fear this world's reprisals. My nemesis, if such exists, must be the evil Dr. Three. Evildoers run when they see me walking by, 'cause the heels on my boots are over 20 inches high, and I can kick, and I consider myself a superhero. I'm not crazy, I'm your idol. I've got money, I can kill you. I don't fear this world's reprisals. I'm not an ordinary.
That's my plan going down.
Consider myself a superhero. I'm not crazy, I'm your idol. I've got money, I can kill you. I don't fear this world's reprisals. I'm not an ordinary guy.
The girls were allured by his friendly smile and pleasant voice. In an early stage, brand new, exciting, greatly enjoy, flattery and smooth talk, attracted, impulsive, foolish, apprehensive, arousing, charmed, endless, elated, entertainment, intensify, intimacy, just beginning, penetrating, placid, playful, stimulating, timid, reluctant, bewildered, cautious. Usually you begin with rudimentary paddling. Strange, tremulous, trembling, unsure, struggling against believing, provocative, unwilling to believe, very painful, very happy, astonished, apprehensive, bizarre, bewildered, disgust, dismay, beautiful but uninterested, emotionless, filled little by little with fear, hard to bear, hard to please. He could not escape. He could not escape. His hands were steady, but his eyes seemed apprehensive.
You got a lot of loose change and a really nice car. You got a pretty girl. Like to smoke pot. I think a lot of them are great. but I bet you'd say they're not. You'll always act superior no matter what they do, because you don't need drugs to be cool, but we do. That's actually all I ever wrote to it. Yeah, there you go. Sitting to the song, for what it's worth. I actually don't really do drugs, but anyway. but I also don't like judgmental people, so there you go.
I want my haircut.
It's gonna be wicked.
Okay, gentlemen. As you know, we're very eager to do business with you.
Yes, we know.
I'd like to begin the presentation, but first, the horn!
Taking dimly lit pictures of bottles of soy sauce all day. He dimly remembers there was a time before he lost his way. There aren't a lot of choices when you have so many bills to pay, but now the little voices that used to bring him great ideas just say, whore, whore, look what you sold your life for. Three times the money, yes, but you still manage to feel poor. Whore, whore, look what you sold your life for. For everything that it costs you, you would think they'd have paid you more. The sad fact of the matter is that you can't sell your soul for very much these days. That market's flooded with idiots who are giving it away. And you can always get something, yes, but the money is never enough to pay for the trouble that you have sleeping over the sound of your own conscience saying, whore, whore, look what you sold your life for. Three times the money, yes, but you still manage to feel poor. Whore, whore, look what you sold your life for. For everything that it costs you, you would think they'd have paid you more. Never tell you as a child that there are so few spots for marine biologists, rock stars, firemen, and astronauts. And life's full of choices, yes, but the choice that is most often made is to try and fail, or fail to try, but still get paid to sit there counting down the hours till you're counting down the days, till you're counting down the years till you retire. Get that golden watch, you wish its hands could turn back time. Go back and set this godforsaken meat grinder on fire. They made you a whore. What they bought your life for. Three times the money, yes, but you still managed to feel poor. Whore, whore. Look what you sold your life for. For everything that it cost you, you would think they'd have paid you more.
Welcome to the zoo. Did you ever wonder what animals at the San Diego Zoo eat? They eat human babies and fruit sauces. A full-grown adult may eat more than 300 a day. These carcasses are a challenge because they exercise their jaws and teeth. They also eat zookeepers, tender roots, and the bark off trees.
Oh.
own risk.
Close your eyes and hold your hands out. Have a friend put an apple in one hand and a fruit bat in the other. To meet a few animals in disguise? The Sumatran tiger isn't much larger than a person's fist, but its strength is amazing. A striped tiger blends in with the shadows of tall grasses by letting two species of blue-green algae, single-celled plants, grow in its fur. But because it lives on the ground and cannot fly, raccoons, rats, and some dinosaurs like to eat them.
Your knives.
God, give me guns, an everlasting life, and a job at a factory making bullets in the sky for you.
Yeah, it hurts sometimes, but I don't care. I see beautiful things coming down the line. When I die, I will be back with army surplus for the New Guinea and native Christmas time. And I will laugh, laugh, laugh my way across the sea to Sydney, where Jesus waits for me. And I will laugh my way up the ladder to the sky, where God will give me guns and everlasting life. God, give me guns, give me 37 wives. God, give me guns, give me big, big butcher knives. God, give me guns, an everlasting life, and a job at a factory making bullets in the sky for you.
guns. Give me big, big butcher knives. God, give me guns, an everlasting life, and a job at a factory making bullets in the sky for you.
Let me stop right now and tell you about the source.
I really don't know about the source.
It's absorbing, sweeps fat out of your digestive tract like a broom as a natural course of events. It comes to conclusions that you have not yet heard, which should also tell you something if you're listening carefully.
We have to be open, but at the same time, there are certain things.
Yes, I know. And one of those is, of course, food.
I don't even know if you know this, but it speaks with great authority.
Of course. I will poop first. Here comes number two.
Well, excuse me.
Sure. First, the one that I've had up there for a couple of days.
Right.
Christ, I haven't seen one like this. This one...
Well, I'm eager to see it.
This one is got to be in the top three or four that I've ever seen. I mean, it's way high on the list. There is a face, there is hair, it is translucent, very thick in some places.
The thing that when Sherry and I saw it, that we said immediately, we can call that entity an angel.
It really is, isn't it? I've got another one for you. You saw this one on the website.
It's that same form and that same shape and has enriched our lives and brought awareness, a greater understanding. I'm not always pleased when people do that.
Okay. Oh, my God. That's absolutely excellent. There is form. There is feature. 30 seconds of cranking. And I looked at it, and it sort of jumps a bit of a paradigm and puts together a lot of what should be put together. I think you'll find it fascinating.
Goddamn day now, you'll come walking through my door, and you'll be asking my forgiveness, and I'll be asking you what for, 'cause I deserve what I got, and maybe just a little more, and I know it. Any goddamn day now, any goddamn day now, any goddamn day now, any goddamn day now. Come on, it's been so long. Any goddamn day now, you're gonna realize I'm the one. And after many months of darkness, you will bring me home some sun. And we'll just let the past be past, and we'll get back to having fun. I know it. Any goddamn day now, any goddamn day now, any goddamn day now, any goddamn day now. Come on, what the fuck is wrong with you? I forget your stupid name and all the stupid shit you do. I know it. Any goddamn day now, any goddamn day now, any goddamn day now, any goddamn day now. Come on, what the fuck is wrong with you?
miles away just to see your face. And they pronounced the trip a waste, 'cause you were just some pretty girl, as unremarkable as sand. And yet the war went on as planned. Now your suitors are corpses on the field, so gullible and foolish that they perish for a well-intentioned lie. Somebody told them that you were somehow special, despite all of the evidence that you were just ordinary. Drag your fingernails across your face, tear out your eyes, Helen. Make it so that nobody will want you anymore. Tear out all your hair and break your teeth with stones, Helen. Maybe they'll stop fighting if that pretty prize is broken in bruise. You may say you made no difference either way, and there was nothing you could do. They would have come and they'd have stayed like anybody. You want to be wanted without hurting anyone. If that isn't possible, when all is said and done, you'd rather
don't know anyone I think deserves you. And it seems like a pointless, ridiculous process to work, to buy things, to stay alive, to keep working. And you get the best of me, but that takes the rest of me. It all back, spend it with you. I want to fly across the ocean and be born anew, change everything in my life that's not you, and turn into someone that I never knew, 'cause I don't.
So complete. decent and stupid. We try to change who we are with the things that we buy. And right behind me said something so cynical, I almost fell to my knees. Thank you to Harnick, old far too quickly.
You have been listening to EBA and a continuous mix of the music of Dan Warren. Please visit Dan Warren at www.danwarren.net and give him lots of support. Peace out and naughty 5,000 bitches.
Why not do it?
Go!